Do you have hope? Are you a hopeful person? Sure, many of you probably have hopes as you sit there this morning. I hope that I can find something for lunch today. I hope this visiting guy doesn't talk too long. I hope Kathy comes back soon. If you're like me, you struggle with hope. Hope is an elusive thing. Hope is something that we dearly want and desire, yet it often slips through our fingers. I do have one word for you today, and that is hope. Actually, I have 8 words for you today that all come out of the word hope. In thinking about hope, I looked at the beginning and at the roots, and I went to the internet, of course, and found this great definition of hope: to cherish a desire with anticipation. To cherish a desire with anticipation. To want something to happen or be true. To expect with confidence. Now, as people of faith, as Christians, we should by definition have hope. And hope is not to be confused with faith. Faith is a belief that something is. Hope is a belief that something will be. But the two are interwoven into the fabric of our beliefs. There's one basic principle, one basic truth that has been at the center of our faith as Christians since Jesus was on this earth. And that is a hope that there is something beyond this life afterwards. It is a hope for eternity. And it is a word that begins with the letter H, like hope, and that's heaven. People have long been drawn to the faith and the belief of Christians because they wanted something more from life, something beyond this life on earth. It was a great selling point for new Christians. Today, as Americans, we don't think that far ahead. It's not as big a motivator as it used to be. In the rest of the world, it still very much is. If you look at where Christianity is growing at the fastest rate, you will find that it is in places where there is not much hope. Asia, less developed Asia, Africa. This is where Christianity is growing fastest because these people don't have much hope that there will be any change in their life as it is. The only thing they can hope for is that there is more, that there is eternal life. Another H word that is part of hope is the word healing. Think about all the work that Jesus did. One example we talked about just a minute ago, but all of the examples throughout the Gospels of Jesus healing people. Crowds were drawn to him partly by his words, but more often because they desired healing. And he heals lots of people that we know about from the gospel. We want healing too. People throughout the world want healing now. And it's that belief in God that provides that healing for us. So if you take heaven and healing, how are those two things related? Well, heaven is possible through God. There is some judgment that will happen, and if we are judged appropriate to spend an eternity with God, then we have heaven. How do we get that? Through healing. See, the symbolism of Jesus healing the people that were sick is, on one level, tremendous. He's making people feel better. They are hopeful that they will be healed, just as the person with the skin disease was in our scripture today. But you have to remember that in gospel times, people believed that their infirmities, that their illnesses were caused by their sin or the sin of family members generations before. Jesus provided the physical healing, but Jesus provides the healing that enables them to be cleansed of their sins so that they can appreciate and enjoy eternal life. So heaven and healing are intertwined. And they're wrapped in faith, just as Jesus told the man that came back, "Your faith has made you well." But there's more. There are, and this is the O, other opportunities for hope. There's more to hope than just in eternity. There's more to hope than just healing. For the kingdom of God is here. We strive to live within it each and every day. And we hope that we experience it. Those other opportunities are what makes us, or should separate us, from those who are non-believers. I've experienced these other opportunities, this hope in life as it is, in bizarre places, places that it was unexpected, and I'm sure you have as well. I'll give you one example. I've been to Kenya twice, most recently last year, where I led a team to a place called Kitale. There's a school that's a boarding school in a nice way. It's really a place for children who've been abandoned, street children who were taken in, who were raised, educated, and loved. They have 135 children, all without parents or family. I was torn about going the first time to Challenge Farm because I did not think I had the capacity to deal with such a heart-wrenching situation. Yet, when we got there, we were all amazed because as sad as their life would appear to be, these children were happy. These children were loving. These children were filled with joy. It's a shock when you go to Challenge Farm. I enjoyed my second trip and was no less amazed at the joy that these children had, but this time I got to watch my team members experience it for the first time. We come bold and strengthened to provide love and joy and hope for these children, yet we find they were providing it to us. That is hope. That is the power of other opportunities to experience God. That is something that is unique, but not unique to that place. You see, when we were leaving Africa this last time, we were in the airport for what seemed like days. And there were some young female students who were not American. Turns out they were from Sweden. And we struck up conversation with them and found that they had come years before to work in the slums just outside of Nairobi. And these are the largest slums I've ever seen. They go on as far as you can see. And they worked with kids in a similar situation that a missionary had started a school there. And these students had gotten together as they got older for a little reunion of sorts because they had met there. And they came back and they asked what we had done and I told them what we had done. And one of the girls from Sweden says, "You know, what amazes me coming to Africa and seeing these children is that they're filled with hope. And we come from some of the richest nations on earth, and yet our people are not filled with hope. That is the gospel message. That is seeing the power of the Holy Spirit at work in this world. And it's a great lesson for all of us. You know, you first go to Africa, you want to load up these children and bring them here so that they can experience life as we enjoy it. What I think is we ought to load everybody up here and take them there to see what life is really about. The P in hope provides guidance for how we can achieve hope more often. And that's through perspective. Perspective, the one thing that we can control in life is how we see things, how we look at things. That's within our control. How do we get back that power to control what we think, what we perceive, what we see? With the help of the Holy Spirit through prayer, another P. Prayer provides us the perspective to see hope where we need to see it, and to experience hope when we need to have it. And it's powerful. Another example of our time in Africa. There's a slum in Katali that's built on an old dump. People live on this refuse, and they build their homes out of the garbage they find there. We go walking through with a missionary that had started Challenge Farm, and a little group began to follow us. And an elderly couple stopped and whispered something to Miss Sherry. And she said, "Yes, we'll go now." And we went to this hut made out of garbage bags and discarded paper and cardboard. And Sherry lifted up her hands and prayed over these people's home. You see, they believed in the power of prayer. Their perspective was that God could make their home what they wanted it to be, would provide them protection and love. They had hope through the power of prayer. E provides us with two other words that I hope you take with you this morning. And that is that hope is for everyone. Not just for us, not just for those who believe, but hope is for everyone. Every day. We should seek to have hope every day, and we should seek to share that hope with everyone every day. We can be the ray of sunshine in an otherwise dismal world. Hope now. Hope for tomorrow. Hope forever. Hope for everyone, every day, through the power of prayer and a new perspective. Amen.